This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of weeks ago, the Federal Communications Commission reclassified broadband internet as a public utility, something all of us need to get along in our daily lives. Today, the FCC took another step, a plan to help low-income Americans afford broadband by picking up a part of their tab. It's an expansion of the FCC's Lifeline subsidy, which right now only applies to phone service. And the agency says in these digital times, that makes no sense. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on that.
The FCC's Lifeline program gives those who already qualify for things like food assistance or Medicaid $9.25 a month for basic phone access. FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn says it's time that broadband and mobile data be included as well.
What we're talking about is providing choice. This is about expanding the menu, so to speak.
With some low-tier broadband plans already available for as little as $10, the subsidy would make them almost free. And it's not just customers that would benefit. Doug Brake of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation says many internet providers would get new business.
In urban low-income areas, the networks are already built. It's just a matter of identifying those consumers that $9.25 would make a real big difference in bringing them online.
But critics say the Lifeline program has a history of abuse, such as customers double-dipping. And telecom analyst James McQuivey of Forrester Research is worried about unintended consequences.
Are we actually slowing down the investment in the infrastructure because telcos have less reason to compete?
Because McQuivey says if companies get customers through subsidies, they'll have less incentive to get them by improving networks. The FCC's Mignon Clyburn says the immediate goal is access.
Our goal here is to allow our most vulnerable in this nation to realize that connectivity will open doors previously shut.
Clyburn says more than 13 million Americans could benefit from the broadband subsidy. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.